Heisel. Coin money. Emit bills of credit. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Dino Prato of the Invita Medical Center. We had a fascinating medical conference I attended on Friday. It was put on by the local hospital, and it invited a doctor to come who deals with pharmaceutical companies. It was one of the most fascinating talks I've heard in a long time because, of course, she pointed out that if you are a practicing physician, why the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, has a dossier on you. And if you're a doctor who prescribes a lot of generic drugs that don't make a big profits for the pharmaceutical company, why they ignore you. They don't send you free gifts. They don't send detail people to see you. But if you do prescribe the pharmaceutical products, why, of course, they will shower you with gifts and affection, and they spend more money on promoting their drugs than they do on research. Most of the drugs are useless, that they are simply rehash of the old drugs with a new name or perhaps in combination with something else. And it's all about making money, motivated by greed. And to hear a professor from a major university get up before a group of doctors and give that talk was very gratifying because, of course, we've known this for a long time. Well, certainly the tragedy is our doctors mean well, but certainly when it comes to cancer and many other diseases, why, organized medicine offers no help. Some of the surgical procedures are wonderful, the transplants, the joint reconstruction, truly miraculous. But when it comes to those cancers, there's so many of them today, the incidence of cancer is increasing. Organized medicine has very little to offer that we didn't have 50 years ago. Yet, of course, the Invita Medical Clinic does. And I'm going to let the doctor, Prado, tell you, especially about cancer of the prostate. A number of my friends have died of this disease. It's almost 100% fatal. And with all of the medications they have out there, if they get 1 to 2% 5-year survivals, that is unusually good. And yet, of course, certainly alternative medicine offers some degree of hope. Dr. Prado, you pick up the story about what you are doing at the Invita Clinic for these people. Had you been able to get them sooner, you'd have been able to have done even far better than you're doing. But you go right ahead.
Well, good morning. And well, I think in particular when we're talking about prostate cancer, which you were just mentioned, it's important to know that obviously the early diagnosis of prostate cancer makes a huge difference. And the cancer cases, a lot of times we see are, you know, late stage. They've metastasized. They've moved to the bone, and they've become more complex. And we utilize a number of treatment strategies to remove those metastatic sites. Now, one of the interesting things with prostate cancer is, let's just give a little background. What causes prostate cancer? A lot of times people don't, they think it's just they're aging and, you know, they're going to get prostate cancer. It's the number two cause of death in men behind lung cancer in the cancer arena. And we know that cancer in itself is growing to become the number one killer, very close to heart disease. So what causes it? One of them is excess estrogens. Now, people think of estrogen, they think of, you know, it's a female hormone. But there's alpha and beta subunits of estrogen on target tissue throughout the body. And when these get out of balance, we, you know, you develop tumor growth factors. A number of men have genetic problems where their testosterone converts to estrogen, aromatase inhibitor problems. And so they are at higher risk. And especially if you look at balding men that have that higher, you know, testosterone component conversion there, they're at higher risk for prostate cancer as well. Men who are overweight, estrogen. Estrogen is a cause of many cancers, not just prostate. Herbicides and pesticides, which are chemicals, are estrogen mimicking. Mercury are estrogen mimicking compounds. These are all, I mean, the heavy metal toxins. So these are the causative agents of cancer. This is what brings about the cancers. Also, there's about a 30 or 40% bracket that are infectious disease cancers that cause mutations, change in the mitochondria, and so the cells begin to divide, and as they divide, they become cancerous, out of control, and they grow. So what's happening is, in the United States at least, when you have early diagnosis, there then becomes options. Obviously, seed implants, the Da Vinci surgery, robotic surgery with CyberKnife, which is becoming a little bit more prevalent, to eliminate that cancer. The problem with that is that that's a temporary fix if the cells escape and go out of that region, or the cells have metastasized, or, you know, 9-10 years later, which we've seen cases like this, all of a sudden the patient's PSA starts rising. And the big issue here is you always have to go back to treating the cause, and you also want to eliminate that cancer at the same time. And I always recommend that patients, whenever they're looking at possible procedures of this type, they're only working with doctors who have tremendous experience in whatever modality they're using. Because, you know, it's really the art of this has a lot to do with the clinician and the skill of the surgeon or of the doctor that's working in those early stage cancers. Now, once the cancer has gone beyond stage one and we're in, you know, later stage cancers, then it becomes a totally different game. Because now we need to really go after all those micrometastatic sites. And so what we do at Invita is very unique. Not only do we use all of the conventional and the best natural techniques from around the world, so we build the most comprehensive plans, but we go to looking at what was the origin of the cancer, clean that out of the body. We help the body develop a customized vaccine, natural killer cell vaccine, so that it can go after those micro cells and get rid of them, kill them, lyse them. At the same time, we also look at unique strategies where we can target different areas, like let's say the bone, without using radiation or minimize exposure to these toxic chemotherapy agents, which a lot of times don't work. What people don't understand is what you were saying earlier, the survival time with chemotherapy is very poor in late stage cancer. It's, beyond 5 years, it's less than 2%. So it's not very successful. And sometimes you're lengthening the patient's life, but it's not good quality. So what we do, which is very unique, if our doctors even choose to use chemo, we don't use it that often. When we do, then the job there is to do genetic typing, profiling, so we know before we go in what medicine will work. And then when we do that, we give micro doses using an insulin potentiation method. Cancer cells love sugar. They have a lot of insulin
receptors. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Peter Prado at the Invita Medical Center.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma-linolic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We're talking with Dr. Tino Prado of the Invita Medical Center. I am Scottsdale, Arizona. Dr. Prado, why don't you give out your telephone number, your website, and then we'll go ahead with your discussion.
Yeah, we can be reached at 1-866-830-4576, and I'll say that one more time because it's hard to remember these numbers. 1-866-830-4576, and if you go to the web at Invita, ENVITA.com. ENVITA.com.
And if you have to article, you can go to our homepage and scroll down and look for the Invita Medical Clinic. They do help Radio Liberty, so you can link directly from my homepage to them if you didn't get the telephone number or the website. Go right ahead, you know.
Well, there's a lot here to learn, and it's almost impossible to do it through just an interview, but the key here is planning and having the right strategy, you know, both in the prevention side and on the treatment side of cancer. And the way you do it is by putting together the right plan for the patient. And, patients have nutritional deficiencies. They have immune system problems. They have toxicities. They have all these things, and they have to be addressed. And like I was saying, estrogen is one of the biggest causers, and especially we call these, you know, xenoestrogens, which are from pesticides, herbicides, all these other are very big factors. People living in farming communities, people that have been, you know, exposed to methyl, you know, mercury and to lead, and people have been exposed to infection. So it's very, very prevalent. And what we're seeing is the cancer rates are actually going up. And what's not going down, people think, well, early detection is why, you know, we're able to get to these things early enough. But the cancer rates are increasing, and it has absolutely everything to do with what I just mentioned, these environmental toxins, infections. So, you know, people need to learn how to keep their immune system strong. They need to learn how to detoxify these specific agents. And every patient's different, so you can't just take one wonder product that, and expect it to be curative for you or helpful. You need to really find out where you are genetically, what's happening in your body, and then specifically, you know, improve that so that you reduce that risk. You know, for example, you may have very high levels of mercury. About 70% of our patients do. You may have an infectious disease. About 80% of the patients that come in do. So it's very common, but people don't know because they haven't been tested. And so that's the work that we do. But we also, in 2008 and 2006, we originated a cancer cell vaccine by building a patient's immune system outside of their body. So it's like a mini immune system transplant. We remove white blood cells from the patient, grow their natural killer cells into the billion, teach them to attack tumor, and then put their own white, you know, natural killer cells back into their body. And we've had very, very good success with metastases. We've had building the immune system. And that is, a kind of a customized form of chemo because it's your own immune system killing the cell, but it thinks. So if the cancer cells want to hide or go to the bone, usually with a chemotherapy drug, the cancers can, you know, mutate and change and make it difficult to get to them. But with the immune system, it's much more difficult for the cancer cells to hide because there are multiple methods of tumor kill using the immune system. Sometimes you can use a surface antigen. Sometimes it's even without that surface antigen. So the point being is we have just recently opened our center in Hermosillo, Mexico, to do that cancer cell vaccine. And Hermosillo in the CIMA hospital system, which is one of Mexico's most prestigious hospital systems. They're found in, you know, Monterrey, Chihuahua, and Hermosillo and other cities. And we are working there with one of the top bone marrow transplant specialists in really all of Mexico. And we have a great medical team there, the professor at the University of Sonora Medical School. And so we're able to provide this in an American hospital setting in Mexico. And our patients are there for a couple of days, and they're able to get their cancer cell vaccine built, and then they go back for reinfusion. And that's been working wonderful for our patients. And then in our Scottsdale Center.
I thought this was actually developed by NIH. It was actually developed here in the United States and worked on by many of our major universities. Why aren't they offering it?
Well, it's because they cannot bring, first of all, National Institutes of Health has done a lot of great work in immunotherapy, but nothing will ever go to market because NIH is not a drug company. And a lot of times these therapies that work get shelved. You know, that's what happens. They don't go to market because they may be working too well. There might be political interests. It's very complex. Mayo Clinic worked on this type of product, Rush Presbyterian Hospital, and they had very good data that they published, but it just kind of was shelved and went away. And, you know, and what happened was we've evolved it now to the point where we're using the latest technology in this arena. I mean, this was maybe, you know, 6-7 years old, but now we're using the latest technology in natural killer cells to fight cancer. And there's so much data, and it makes total sense. If we were just doing what we were supposed to do in the world of medicine, we would have everybody would be getting these immediately, right while they're doing, if they're having surgery or anything, you would grow their natural killer cells and then reinfuse it right into the surgical site or IV, and they beautifully go after and do a nice cleanup of all these little cells that get out and cause the metastases, which leads to 90% of the cancer deaths. So the problem is, you're absolutely right, the work's been done, but it's a lot of times it's suppressed, it's not brought to market. And if you look at the work that a cancer cell that's currently on the market called Provinge that came from a company called Dendron. It's a dendritic cell vaccine, older technology, really a lot of things can go wrong in a dendritic cell vaccine for it not to work. But the point being is that technology has been around in Europe for a very long time. The United States is no longer number one in the world for the latest medical research, and because you can't do any of it here. I mean, all the pharmaceutical companies where they do a lot of research, they're in India now. They're manufacturing in India. They're in Europe. It's because in the United States, some of the regulations we have, it's not simply that, you know, FDA is trying to protect you. That's part of it. But there's political interest to which drug gets approved, why it comes to market. And a lot of times you have to partner with very large pharmaceutical companies for that to even become a reality. And the pharmaceutical companies will buy the invention, and they will shelve it and move it away because it'll compete with something else. That, you know, there's more money in disease treatment than it is in getting people well. That's the bottom line. There's a lot more a lot more money in keeping people overweight, out of shape, unhealthy because they're sick, and then they get more sick and they're in need of the system than there is in helping people get well. And I hate to be so frankly honest, but that's the bottom line. And unfortunately, until people take control of their own health, get educated, and start really seeking the proper medical attention, working with doctors who are like-minded, who will not just stop at these basic treatments, but will go and do whatever it takes to help their patients find the real cause of their illness, patients continue to be sick.
And one case I know of very personally, Cindy, it's a resveratrol product. The rights to it were bought from Harvard for $720 million. It was doing work with this resveratrol, the molecule you'll find in red wine, which actually a prolonged life. And after spending $720 million and working on the product for 6 months, why they just abandoned it? Why would they do something that stupid? Well, it wasn't stupid at all. The last thing you want is a drug that would be very effective for most diseases. Then you couldn't sell all of your other drugs. And that's exactly what happened. You'll never hear this discussed. Would they actually buy up an effective drug and then shelve it? Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, in resveratrol, you think of how many mechanisms of action. We use it intravenously for cancer. It works against a number of different cancer growth mechanisms. It's great for anti-inflammatory, cardiovascular. It goes on and on. So it has a real broad spectrum. All you got to do is look at, you know, the different parts of the world where people drink, you know, red wine with dinner normally and the benefits of that. But resveratrol has been isolated and improved upon, and, you know, patients can do those things. They can eat lots of organic fruits and vegetables, get a lot of antioxidants. We have like a 500-item custom pharmacy of nutraceutical products that we've developed for our patients inside our clinic. So it's hard for me to pick out one item and talk about it because each patient is different and their needs are different. But they exist. And our doctors, including myself, when we get up in the morning, I mean, we have to take a whole list of things because we work in the field and we know better. You know, we take a whole list of different things in the morning, and we take high-quality items to prevent or help with whatever areas that we need help with personally, and we do that with our families because it's foolish, I think, to just sit back and, assume that you're getting all the things you need for your body to be preventative and your immune system to be strong.
Well, the thing is, we are exposed to so many toxins that we're exposed to the mercury, and there's no self-safe level of mercury, yet they expose it to us, the lead and the fluoride and aluminum, and that's why you need to take things that are going to constantly detoxify you and help as far as chelation is concerned. They are contaminating our air, our water, our food. They know what they're doing, and if you don't look after your own health, why, you're not going to last very long. This is the truth of the matter. We also take a number of these prophylactic vitamins and minerals because we know that even in plastic, the plastic that you store your food in, baby bottles and all, it gives them a dose of estrogen. When they are 2 or 3 months old, we start bombarding our boys with estrogen, our little girls with estrogen. This is why many of them are beginning to develop secondary sexual characteristic breasts, when they're 7 or 8 years old. They know they're poisoning with bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing, and you've got to know how to protect them. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and I think that one thing parents can do, which we're doing with our kids, is number one, you grow your kids up in the faith, which is important so that they're able to, no one's going to teach the faith like the home. But you do the same thing with nutrition. You teach your kids the value of proportions, not overeating, eating the right quality of foods, the difference in the nutritional, organic, grass-fed, antibiotic, hormone-free type foods that are, you know, healthier. You teach your kids to exercise and be active, and you start giving them nutrients, right, and high-quality nutrients. You know, make sure a lot of these nutrients that are sold on a lot of different venues, they do not have quality control measures, especially in the health food stores and other areas. They could have, you know, lead and mercury. I mean, especially like fish oil. Fish oil can have PCBs, you know, mercury. So make sure it's at least a physician-grade product because it does make a difference, or at least the bottles specify that they've been cleaned from these products. But patients should be doing this for their families and their kids. Start them young. And that makes a huge difference. You're teaching them how to live a long and healthy life by teaching them these things.
Okay, go right ahead.
Hello?
You go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I thought I'd lost you for a moment. Well, one of the things that I think is really critically important with cancer in particular is the difference is how to prevent the spread of cancer, because cancer needs a perfect environment for it to grow, right? It needs a body that's more acidic, a diet that's poor, an immune system that's weak. So what patients need to do right from the beginning is they really need to make a difference in how they take care of their immune system. Beta-3 glucans, beta-3-6 glucans, different mushroom extracts that elevate immune system function, detoxification of the liver and of the kidney. So a lot of times what we do with our patients is we test and we look and see what was the cause of this cancer. We run a whole battery of tests. We'll find very commonly in a lot of patients, more than people think, we'll find what we call the Lyme disease complex, which is a number of infections. They may have a viral, they may have borrelia itself. It's a complex, so it's more than just the classic Lyme disease. They may have a series of infections. We see their immune system, their markers, like CD57 is depressed. We see that they have very high VEGF. That means the cancer is growing and spreading through, recruiting blood supplies. We will test for a number of different things, mercury toxicity. Then we'll even do genetic testing to see which therapies would be effective for that particular cancer. We'll go get the biopsy from the original hospital and do laboratory work. And then based on all these things and other things that we test for, then we build a custom plan.
Okay.
And that is never in conventional oncology, that model that I've just spoke of.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Dr. Gina Prado, and the In Vitro Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. Go right ahead, Dr. Prado. Oh, you know, what about
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Prostate, pardon me, what about cancer of the pancreas? Because I've had a number of friends die of this. It's a disease with increasing frequency. The five-year survival rate is less than 2% with traditional therapy. What about cancer of the pancreas?
Well, pancreatic cancer, first of all, does not respond well to chemotherapy, and usually it's a one-year survival period after diagnosis unless they're able to do, sometimes it's called a Whipple procedure, and try to surgically remove it. It's a very difficult cancer from the conventional point of view and really any treatment point of view, but we've had success with pancreatic cancer. One of the things we use, besides the cancer cell vaccine that I mentioned, and targeted immunotherapy. Now, let me just for the audience to understand, high-dose intravenous vitamin C, ozone therapy, these are standards for us. This is would be considered like basics, okay? Intravenous botanicals that are chemotherapeutic, those are basics. We, you know, we've been around for 12 years and have the most advanced alternative treatments from around the world. So it's a, you know, sometimes we don't mention that, and that's what people recognize as alternative care. Those we use as staples. But with pancreatic cancer, one of the tools we use is we have a custom specialized enzyme that is done in mega doses, and it's also made from the pancreas, and it's a xenobiotic developed enzyme, and it's very clean. And then we have the patients taking mega doses of these enzymes, very similar to what was known as the Kelly protocol with some modifications. And then we use the cancer cell vaccines. Then we use intravenous botanicals. For example, the aloe vera plant has many immune modulating agents that particularly work well in that type of cancer. But this is all administered properly and dosed properly. And we've seen patients where they have an improvement that is significant, and it's very with great quality. I mean, they don't look like cancer patients. They don't lose their color. They have great energy. They're able to bypass the sometimes horrific side effects of chemo that in that case would not be even effective to treat. So we've had good results in pancreatic cancer, which is one of those cancers that the conventional model kind of pretty much shies away from and sends the patient home. And, you know, the goal in treating any of these cancers, and we get a lot of brain cancers, very complex ones. We get, you know, obviously bone, breast, prostate, colon, all these cancers. I mean, this is what we do. And what we see is that, you know, the sooner people can get the right plan, you know, this is one of the problems I see in America is that patients don't fully get it yet. They continue going the normal routes, trying to simply, you know, because some of these things aren't covered by insurance, but because they can use their insurance, they go the normal route, and then they exhaust everything, and the disease is advanced and it's progressed, and then they look for the options. Instead, right from the beginning, the key is to get the planning right, and we can help you with that. Even if you're working in a conventional model, we can help you get the planning right from the beginning. It makes all the difference, really, between long-term remission, quality of life, and not. And so that's really why planning is so important. Is each cancer is different. Each patient's cancer is different. Even if two patients have the exact same, let's say, pancreatic cancer or colon cancer or breast, the treatment for each one is going to be different based on their own genetics, based on their response to immune modulators, different tests that we run. They have different chemical toxicities. Each patient is unique, and you have to treat them that way. And the conventional system does none of this. This is what people don't get. They do not do any of this. It's a standard, regimented protocol. And people come through. It's very much they do this and they do this. Now, let me say that there is a place where these therapies are helpful, and they do help people. But when you have customized and personalized planning right from the beginning, you always are going to do better because you know right from the beginning, okay, I'm not simply going to rely on radiation or simply surgery. I'm going to be doing other things. I'm going to be looking at why this cancer developed in the first place. I'm going to reestablish my immune system, and I'm going to be guided on how to do that. And as I do that, I'm going to have a better outcome and a better quality of life. This is really big, and I think people just, you know, I think especially with the economic situations we've had in the United States, they tend to default to their insurance. Insurance is very limiting. It's, you know, when I think of insurance, I think of it more of like emergencies. If you got in a car accident or something, you have insurance to cover you, or you need a lot of diagnostic workup and thing, you have insurance to cover you. But don't be fooled that, you know, what insurance covers is very more limited than you think, more limited. And it's definitely not providing you the best treatments from around the world because, again, there's limitations. Why? It's not because insurance is set usually by Medicare. Medicare is a government-run operation. They decide what they deem acceptable, what they're going to pay for a service, and all the other insurance companies follow suit. So, yes, it is controlled from the top down. And it's very political what is accepted, what is covered in the United States. And people aren't given the freedom to choose what they believe and what they know would help them. In fact, they have to take whatever their insurance covers.
And this is the big problem that we have today. The insurance companies set up the parameters, and then they will tell you the sort of treatment you'll get. And if you don't go their route, why they don't pay for it? Go right ahead.
Well, they'll even get angry and they'll dismiss you if you go outside of their programs and start doing anything on your own. You'll have doctors tell you, well, if you leave my program, we just won't care for you anymore. We're just not going to take care of you. So there's a territorial battle there. But look, they're estimating 10 to 20 new cancer centers and hospitals being opened up in the United States every year. This is a multi-billion-dollar business. And unfortunately, like here in Arizona, we just had MD Anderson opened up a almost $900 million, $1 billion facility to treat cancer. We have Mayo Clinic here. They're building another $100 million proton beam for cancer in their big hospital. And you have Cancer Centers of America. We have them all in this Phoenix area here. Why? Well, they follow Phoenix, Florida retirement areas. They know what the statistics are going to be on cancer. And for them, as much as, it is a business, and they're looking at the population numbers, and people are going to come in with their insurance cards and whatever and get moved through the system. And if you're caught or if you catch it early enough, wonderful, but in late-stage disease, and it's much more complex, and people usually are very unsatisfied. And most of these institutes are not different than each other. They use the same treatments, you're just going from one place to another, but they're using the same protocols, the same regimens, because they're using the same pharmaceutical model.
And okay, one more time. Let's get your telephone number and your web page out. And then if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Prato. Our telephone number this morning is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. 24. Let's get your telephone number and web page out once again.
866-830-4576. That's 866-830-4576. Or you can reach us on the web at Invita.com.
Invita.com. Okay, fine. So basically you were talking about cancer of the pancreas and certainly literally a death sentence when you have it, and yet you've had some good results.
Sure, and it's because I always say this so people understand this. When you come into a, imagine going to a cancer.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. My guest is Keith Prado at the Indiana Medical Center, and you go right ahead with your discussion.
I was just saying, basically, it's, you know, when you go into a conventional cancer center, you're limited to the technology that that facility has or that doctor has. If he uses one type of surgery, that's what you're going to see. If it's radiation equipment they own, that's what you're going to see. You don't have all the tools. The advantage with Invita is we have ourselves all the alternative and integrative treatments from around the world. We have an international center in Hermosillo, Mexico. We have our center in Scottsdale, Arizona, providing all of those things. And then we have the latest in conventional therapies that we partner with those doctors so we can select the best ones without having a conflict of interest or, if you will, a financial benefit from where the patient goes in the referral to any of the radiotherapies that a patient might need. So in that model, the tools are greater. So it'd be like walking in and only having three options where we can have 50-plus options, but we base them all on customizing them on the patient's immune system, what caused the cancer type. It's truly what we like to call the future of cancer treatment is what we're providing today. And what it gives me going is there's all this fundraising done to find the cure, to find the cure. We already have therapies that help patients get into remission, and the insurance companies don't pay for it. So the funding really should go towards allowing people to receive the care they need. It's not that we need to make, it's not a lack of discoveries that we have. It's a lack of people getting the treatments that they need to be well. And you only understand that when you're in our field, you can clearly see that.
Well, I concur, and those of you who have heard my talks on population control will understand why it's so difficult to get good cancer treatment, or heard our interviews for a CD set on the New Order of Barbarians. The New Order of Barbarians, you'll get an entirely different picture of the so-called cancer industry and what it's really about. Well, okay, Dr. Prado, what about some of the other conditions you treat, the chronic conditions that people with
sure.
chronic
Sure. We work with a lot of Lyme disease. I mean, one of our chief medical directors, Dr. David Korn, has been working in chronic Lyme for over a decade, and he's really brilliant in the field. So we have some of the most progressive treatments for Lyme and viral infection and bacterial infection. So people would see these as autoimmune diseases. A lot of the autoimmune diseases we see are infectious diseases, and again, chemical and heavy metal toxicities. We help patients with autoimmunity, so things like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, and so forth. And then we also help people with unique neuroborreliosis, which is when these infections have caused neurological problems in the patient. So a lot of times people will have when you look at these chronically ill patients, you will see that they have so many symptoms and so many systems in the body that are in trouble: digestive, nerve, memory, pain, and all of that happening, at the same time. And we find these to be related to these chronic infections, and so we test for them and we eliminate these infections and we help reestablish the immune system, and we help the patients on a road to recovery, where they can live a better life and really not be tagged as a patient that has a disease. Because sometimes with these autoimmune diseases, once we treat them, we go back and test for those titers, the autoimmune diseases are gone. They're only there because the body's attacking its own tissue, if you will, autoimmunity, because there's a problem there. There might be infection, there might be other issues. once you eliminate those and reestablish the immune system, you know, the patient does better. The difficulty in these chronic illnesses is many of these infections are intracellular. They live in the red blood cells and the white blood cells. So it's, number one, very hard to diagnose, which our doctors do a wonderful job of, and number two, very difficult to treat because you need agents, and particularly natural agents, that you can shuttle intracellularly that have to go beyond just the bloodstream. They have to get into the cells. And so this, you know, is why, you know, the specialized protocols that we use for these patients has been effective, is because over the years we've improved and perfected on these processes, and the quality of life for our patients is, you know, and really when they're being treated for these diseases, they do well. And we do make major headway, especially after patients have been to numerous doctors, even other alternative doctors. They've been everywhere, and then they come to us. We have these technologies to help them, because people don't realize that a lot of these diseases they have are caused by something. They're not just, you know, and not everybody has Lyme disease, has a classic bullseye rash. You know, it's only, what, 20-30%, you know, where they get this, you know, rash on their skin that's like, looks like a circle and a bullseye on it. You know, that's very rare. Most of the time people have been bit by all different kinds of things, and, you know, that they can transmit infection from animal to human. And they have all kinds of illnesses. MS, you know, can be contributed by viral infections like herpes virus 6. And what we find is when people get these infections, it will activate other infections in their body. So now they have a, if you will, a myriad of 4, 5, 6 different infections we call the Lyme disease complex, because we believe Borrelia was the activator, meaning it weakened the immune system and allowed these other infections to propagate and communicate with each other, which they do, and they protect themselves in biofilm community. So it's very complex, but the point being is patients are not just, you know, going crazy that they're not feeling well. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a real classic of these viruses. You see the Epstein-Barr, herpes virus 6, cytomegalovirus, and other viruses that contribute to that fatigue symptoms that we see in these patients and in this patient group. So we help in those chronic diseases as well.
And these plague literally millions of American citizens today, and traditional medicine has little or nothing to offer. So now what are some of the other major problems facing people across America today?
Well, I'll tell you, the main ones are, I'll just hit them quickly, weight. Being obese, and it's a huge, weight loss is a multi-billion dollar industry, and here's the simplicity. People, 95% of all diets fail within 5 years, and the key is not to diet. The key is to learn to increase your food IQ. Learn what to eat, and eat the right portions, and get active. And that sounds simple, but it's hard to do because people have a tendency to go back to old habits. When we lose weight, we decrease our risk for diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, the three big killers right there by being healthy. And all you have to do is learn to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, organic.
We'll pick
this up in a minute.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Herb's Meats is offering a special Shavuot Pentecost sale. 30% off all beef smoked sausage bundles and 10 to 15% off all shelved items and frozen foods. This is a limited time offer, good from May 20th through May 31st only. Free Herb's seasoning with minimum purchase. Call 303-499-8166. That's Herb's Meats. Or go to 1000 Depot Hill Road, Highway 287 and 10th Street in Broomfield. Herb's Meats will be closed May 27th and 28th. Call 303-499-8166. Herb's Meats.
Thank you. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I'm here at the Computer Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Dr. Prado this morning. Sydney, you're going to have to learn about disease to look after yourself. Sydney, we recommend Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have a little book on magnesium. Most people are deficient in magnesium. And yet most doctors don't recognize that. We have Cindy, our 4-tape set on iodine. Most people need more iodine and can have dramatic effects as fibrocystic disease of the breast and so many other diseases that plague both men and women are related to iodine deficiencies. Cindy, with cancer, we carry the book A World Without Cancer by Ed Griffin. We have a 4-tape Southern Laetril, an effective treatment that was outlawed by our government. Why? Because it works. And, of course, there are too many people in the world. They have to die of something. If they don't, we'll be overpopulated. You need to get our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. You get it with or without the transcript. Vitally important to understand that everything going on today is planned. The New Order of the Barbarians. We have all sorts of 4-tape sets on cancer, one on Laetril, one on why do we still have cancer, one on cancer treatments. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest a DVD we have. It's very well done. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. Why would anybody in their right mind want to forbid a treatment for this terrible disease? Because we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who are dedicated to population control. They think there are too many people in the world. They have to die of something. They might just as well die of cancer as anything else. And you say that's madness? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is. We live in a world gone mad. Cancer forbidden cures. You're only going to get one DVD today. Get Cancer Forbidden Cures. And to understand what's really going on, you need to get our material on population control, like planned population reduction, our DVD on Nundare College genocide. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's not that the average doctor knows what's going on. He doesn't. He's out there. He wants to help you. He doesn't understand that effective cancer treatments are banned in America. Cancer Forbidden Cures, we've recommended to you. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And of course, I should mention my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are having some financial difficulties, so if you can help us, our number again, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you, of course, to help Radio Liberty if you're in a position to. We've lost some of our supporters simply because the economy has turned down. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've entered a recession and not telling what's really going on. But of course, their take is intensely into a recession and is based very precisely. The worst of all worlds. And back till tomorrow. Hey, the
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain